Welcome back to another edition of the Full Press Islanders podcast. Hunter Highwell here with you. Finally, we have something to talk about with this team because ever since the Islanders got eliminated from the playoffs, we've kind of been waiting for Lamoriello to say something, and we all know that he doesn't say anything. He just does it. That's something he doesn't do. It's like, oh, we want to know what's going on with the team. Ah, you'll find out when you find out. Oh, okay, thanks. So we did find out a couple of things yesterday. I am assuming that we're going to get a couple of contracts coming out as time goes on. We got a little bit of news on Parise and a couple of interesting quotes, especially one about all-time Islander Josh Bailey. And that's really where I want to focus on today is the construction of this team. It's going to be mildly different, but like I mentioned, it's going to be much of the same because the Islanders are in that spot where they showed they could beat Carolina. That's the problem I have with fans saying the team's not good enough, because it's clear that they could have won that series against Carolina. They had some opportunities. They just didn't score. I mean, think about it. They were another goal away in Game 6, in that second period, from going to a Game 7. And Game 2 was really close. Game 1 was really close. That's the thing, is that the Islanders, they're really close, man. It's not as if they're as far away that they just kind of got into the playoffs that they didn't deserve to be there. Last year was a tough year because a lot of injuries, players obviously missing time, and just quite frankly, the Eastern Conference is very good. It's not as if the Eastern Conference is just like there. There's a lot of good teams. So like when you lose to a team in the Eastern Conference, it's tough. It's a tough conference. So when you look around what Lou Lamoriello said yesterday, we'll break it down a little bit. Here's one thing that I'm really happy with. First of all, Oliver Wahlstrom and Romanov, they'll be ready for training camp. That is a positive because when you think about what he said about Josh Bailey, he said, first of all, he wasn't really like committal about it, but the writing is kind of on the wall. And I know Lamoriello, he's a class guy. He knows how to treat veterans in this league. He respects the veterans in this league. So he wants to send them off with a little bit of grace. And you have to respect that because you can look at Josh Bailey and you can say, all right, you're not good at hockey anymore as you once were. Get out. You can't just do that to the guy. He's an all-time Islander at the end of the day. He has 1,000 games with the Islanders. He has a couple of 80-point years with the Islanders. A couple years where he had 50 assists. And he's been a huge playoff performer. He's had huge playoff overtime goals. Two of them against Pittsburgh in two separate playoff runs. A couple of really big goals in late spots in playoff games. He's an all-time Islander. Say what you will about Josh Bailey now. Like, I would not like to keep him on the team now, but I can't just look at him and say, you are not an all-time Islander. It's going to be sad to see him go and seeing him play in a different jersey. Not going to lie, like I grew up watching Josh Bailey. It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard because he was one of our guys. But Lamoriello said, it looks like maybe it's coming to the end here. And it's true. It's coming to the end because when you have Wahlstrom coming back, the reason I brought Wahlstrom and Romanov back is because, well, I brought them up, is because Wahlstrom's coming back. He's going to be ready for training camp. It sounded like he had an ACL injury, something tore in his knee. But the way these injuries work is that he's going to be ready to go for the season. So he's going to be ready for training camp. He's just going to slide right into Josh Bailey's spot. And he's going to be able to play a second or third line role. And then you'll get the other guys in the lineup. He mentioned that he wanted to re-sign Engvall. I mean, I think we all want to re-sign Engvall. Maybe like a four-year, $3.5 million contract. That would be ideal. So now you have two guys in there making less money than Josh Bailey is, and you're probably going to get more production out of those two guys too. They're younger. They're a little bit faster. Engvall has that physicality aspect. They just are able to provide more now at their point of their career than Josh Bailey is. So that's a couple of good news and notes out so far. I hate to say good when you're talking about a player being shipped out of here, but it's true. The team is going to be better for it. Wahlstrom and Engvall, hopefully they can get those contracts done. Then you also have the contract of Mayfield, where Lamoriello said, we really hope we can get Scott back. And honestly, I'm thinking it's going to get done. Hopefully he signs like a four-year, like $2.5 million contract, something around there, because I really hope he doesn't go out there and ask for like $4 million. Because he wants to be here. He said it in his exit interview that he's never thought about playing anywhere else. And Scott Mayfield's another guy who has scored big goals for us. Remember Game 6 against Tampa? There's no Beauvillier overtime winner without Scott Mayfield tying the game late with about 7 minutes left. He's also been a really good Islander. He's played a lot of big minutes. He's played on big penalty kills. He's taken a lot of block shots. He's injured himself for this team. He's a guy that you need to bring back because you just need more defensemen. And I know we could always sit down and say, yeah, but you have Bolduc. You have Robin Salo waiting to come up. And I like Bolduc. But the thing is, and as you guys know, I mean, I was saying throughout the whole season, I love Simon Bolduc. I think he is a very, very good player. I think he's a player that could be here for a long time and really step into the role that we need him to step into and really play big minutes down the stretch for us. But I've also understood something about the NHL. It's so true. The NHL is a war of attrition. 82 games, I still believe 82 games is way too many hockey games. Hockey is a physical, grueling sport. By the time you get to February, a lot of guys are getting burnt out. It's a marathon, not a sprint. And I hate to use such a cliche, but it's true. You need guys that you could trust to step in the lineup because we all know someone is going to get injured along the way. I mean, last year, we had injuries on the back end pretty much throughout the entire year. Aho had to miss time. Pelech was injured. Mayfield got banged up and things happen. So, and also, what happens in the playoffs, if you need someone to step in randomly, you kind of see what happened with Florida the other night. Fitzgerald has to step in and he's getting caught looking at the play, not really being able to stop this Vegas offense. And now Florida finds himself in an 0-2 hole. So you have to have guys that you can rely on to play in big spots because you never know when that call is going to happen. You never know when someone is going to go down. So hopefully Lou is able to get a contract done with Scott Mayfield because he's a guy that you just don't want to lose. You also drafted him. You developed him. Like I mentioned, he's played in a lot of big games. Hopefully he doesn't ask for the moon and the stars and we're able to get him at a decent number so that he's able to stay here and continue to play big games for us because we really like Scott Mayfield here. And then obviously one of the last contracts we need to get done talking about, Varlamov. I would love to get Varlamov done. Maybe like a 2-year, $4 million contract, you know, 2x2. That would really be ideal because I mentioned it in the last show that we had that when you get a goalie like Ilya Sorokin, like I just mentioned with Scott Mayfield, if a guy gets hurt, and Simon Bolduc, I should say, if a guy gets hurt, you need someone to be able to step in and hold the ship. Now, I'm not saying you have to prepare for Sorokin to get injured big time, but I'm saying if there's a time where Sorokin goes down and he has to miss a week, like if we're in Western Canada, right, on our little Western Canada trip, and he pulls a groin, and it's like not a big deal, but it would be best just to send him back home and he could rest. You can have Varlamov play all three of those games and still give yourself the absolute best chance to win because Varlamov is a starting goalie in the NHL. He has played huge games for this team. You don't really want to have to rely on a depth piece who should be in the AHL to play against the Oilers and the Flames. You want to be able to have a guy like Varlamov who's been around the neighborhood a couple of times. So I'd love to get him done. And also you could see Varlamov say, like, these are my brothers. I love this team. And we love Varlamov. I mean, it's just nice to know that you have a backup goalie so that you don't also have to kill your starter because you could see it too in the NHL. Goalies that have to play 60 to 65 games, by the time the playoffs come around, they're burnt out. You can keep Sorokin at 50 to 55 games, get Varlamov in there 30 games, and you still have a chance to do really well in the season because when you put Varlamov in there, the drop-off isn't as big as other goalies tandems. Yes, Sorokin is close to being the best goalie in the NHL, but it's just nice to have someone that you can rely on. There's no need to go out there and give yourself a worse chance to win by putting out a bad backup or running your starting goalie rampant. It's just, there's no need. And also, outside of all the quotes from Lou Lamoriello, because honestly, all the quotes, at the end of the day, what do they mean if these contracts don't get done? I think the biggest takeaways are Josh Bailey, gone. He's gone. It's just, it's over here. So you're going to have Wahlstrom, who's coming back for training camp. He's just going to step in, which is nice. Romanov's going to be ready to go. And the Islanders' defensive core looks really good. And you just got to get these contracts done because they're not really going to do much in free agency. I mean, first of all, we don't really have the money to do anything in free agency. So they're really going to rely on a lot of these young players that they are developing in the minor leagues to come up for anything. But also, they look at it as we were really close. We were really close to beating Carolina. So why is there any reason we can't beat them? The last thing we need to talk about, well, two more things you need to talk about because one, we'll get to the Stadium Series game, the announcement and kind of my feelings and kind of echoing a lot of what the fan base has said. But first, Lamoriello said, "We've made it known to Parise that we want him back. He's part of the family." And he's talking to his family, which is great. If Zach Parise wants to play, because I know there was that quote that came out that he was sitting there just looking at his skates, just looking down after they lost game six, wondering, is this going to be the last time I suited up? I hope not. Because Zach Parise, he's still making money off the buyout from Minnesota. So that money is not going anywhere for him. So if he can just come back at the league minimum, he's just making kind of pocket change at that point to try to win a cup. I mean, he scored 20 goals last year. He was an integral part of why the Islanders were where they were. He's a big reason why they made the playoffs. Because 20 goals, he played in every single damn game. Every single game Zach Parise was out there at 38 years old. He was grinding. Think about how much hockey he's played, and he's played in Stanley Cup finals. He's been in the playoffs almost every single year of his career. He has played so much hockey, and he's still out there hitting, grinding it out, winning puck battles, throwing it to the net, scoring big goals, creating opportunities, just quite frankly, creating havoc. It's kind of like when we saw Durando come up for the Islanders. That's just what Parise's been doing his whole career. Like, Durando is like Parise light. So if you could get Parise back, a guy who has scored 20 goals last year, he has been a good Islander, played in almost every game, you'd love to have him back because he is an integral member of this team. And he's just a guy that I'd rather not have to replace. Because you know one thing, injuries happen. He doesn't get hurt. And even if he does, you could just have one of the other guys slip in. But he has been so good covering for other guys. He could play on the first line. He could play on the fourth line. He's just been that good for this team. I would love to have him back because we don't need to replace 20 goals, guys. The Islanders, we know this. We do not score a lot. So you take 20 goals out of the lineup, who do you put in? I know we all said we loved Durando last year. The effort that he put, it was really good. He's not scoring 20 goals. It won't happen. He's not going to score 20. I know Parise could score 20. But that's kind of what happened with the press conference. It was a lot of, hey, we're going to try to get this done. We're going to try to get this done. We're going to try to get this done. It was nice to finally hear Lamoriello talk about this team that we care about so much. But one thing we do have to talk about is the stadium series. Kind of my opinions on it and kind of echoing a lot of what the fan base has to say. First of all, I'm excited. I am excited. It's going to be nice to have an outdoor game because we've kind of been complaining for years, rightfully so, Islanders-Rangers. Now, it being at MetLife Stadium, maybe not exactly where we envisioned it happening. I don't think we all thought, hey, let's go out and play at the big gray blob that our football team's playing, because I'm a Jets fan, and I'm sure Giants fans feel this way too, but I know Jet fans feel this way. When we go to a Jet game, the one thing we don't like is that it's just this gigantic gray structure. They throw a bunch of like green wallpaper everywhere, and they're like, J-E-T-S. And it's kind of like the same thing with the Giants. It's like a big gray structure, but the Giants have the practice facility there. So like going there, I guess it'll be unique because it's a neutral site, but the Islanders are going to be the home team because the Rangers, they're not allowed to play outside of MSG. Oh, excuse us for even wondering. If you guys could sacrifice a home game, excuse us. The almighty original six, excuse us. So it's going to be an Islander home game in Jersey, which is kind of weird. I was thinking more about Citi Field, you know, blue and orange. I mean, what do I know? Just trying to piece that one together. But I do know why we have to play the Rangers. It would be nice if we didn't have to play the Rangers in everything that we do, but our fan base, as passionate of a fan base that we have, our fan base just isn't that big. That's the thing, is that we just don't have a big fan base. Passionate is all hell. One of the most passionate fan bases in sports, quite frankly. Just not that big. We're a very concentrated mass of people. So we do have to get involved with the Rangers and pretty much anything we do if they want people to show up. And we know the Rangers, they're going to get people to show up because obviously they have the biggest fan base in the NHL. It's also just going to be nice because we're going to be able to go out and have like a football-like tailgate because it's going to be cold outside. There's going to be drinks flowing, barbecues going. It's going to be an amazing time. It's going to be in February. Hopefully we get like a nice, I'm hoping for like a chilly February day, like something like 35, 40 degrees, you know? You know, you just get the hand warmers out, feet warmers out, and you're good to go. I hope it's not like the Yankee Stadium one. I didn't go to that game, but I had a friend that went, and he said that, you know, they brought a blanket, they brought hand warmers, they brought feet warmers, they brought hot chocolate. It did nothing. That game was like 15 degrees outside, which if you're watching on TV, that's exactly what you want. And if you're a player on the ice, it's kind of what you want, because when you're playing outside and it's so cold, you get so hot that it being cold outside, you kind of just feel even out there. But if you're a fan and just sitting there in those plastic seats, you're going to freeze. It's going to happen. And I've been to very cold Jet games before, sitting in that stadium and the wind is whipping. Not the most fun experience, but I think we all know this. We're all going to try to get there. And we should all try to get there, because we have to go out there and we have to show that we have a vibrant fan base. We're obviously going to talk more about the Stadium Series as it gets closer, because right now, as it's June 7th and the Canadian smoke is rolling in and the air quality is horrible, kind of tough to think about a nice day in February when we could go out there and enjoy a beautiful summer. So we still have a great summer ahead of us, a lot to do for the Islanders, obviously a lot of contract stuff that has to come out, but knowing the Islanders, it's probably going to come out at like June 30th at 11:58, saying that like everybody's re-signed and they're not going to free agency. Just that's how Lamoureux operates. I don't know why. You can't look to me to be like, hey, why does that happen? And I can't look to you to be like, hey, why does that happen? I don't know. You don't know. We don't know. I mean, and Lou Lamoureux overall has been really good for the Islanders. They've made the playoffs every year except one out of his tenure. They've been a good team under him, so I'm not complaining about that. I'm just wondering, like, why do we have to just wait for the information to come out? I don't know. You don't know. But hopefully, when we come back next week, we'll have a little bit more information. Hopefully, some contracts are signed, some ink to paper. That would be the most ideal thing. Don't expect it, but we'll see what happens. This has been another edition of the Full Press Islanders Podcast.